Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a big day on the Big K Morning Show, live from the brand new Pittsburgh International Terminal. Let's head out to Larry Richard on location. Good morning, Larry.
Michael Bartley, thank you. Fun to be part of this historical day for the region. And I'm with Rich Fitzgerald, who is executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission in his current role, but as for 12 years, Allegheny County executive, one of the key and instrumental people in making this happen. Rich, you got to feel pretty proud and excited.
It's a surreal day, waiting for this for many, many years, and now that we're finally here and watching it open up and watching people's faces look so happy coming and going, that the departures and the arrivals looking good, and seeing all these new Pittsburgh businesses, including the one we're going to talk to in a minute.
Yeah, Cafe Conmigo, right in the heart of the new airport, and Derek Davies is the owner, and as I've said many times, you're a half person from everybody, because I met Derek at his original coffee shop in the North Hills. They call it Wexford Flats, across from the Whole Foods area, gives people some idea. Then you opened one in Cranberry, but you told me, Derek, I'm going to be part of the new airport, and I'm going to have not one but two locations, and you are in the prime position here, so congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we opened in Wexford about 5 years ago, and soon after, I had just seen the news about the airport and thought it's a good opportunity to come in, and here we are today.
Derek's also a great story because he's one of those young Pittsburghers who left Pittsburgh thinking, oh, there's other cool places out there to be, but like many people, he came back and found how cool Pittsburgh is right now. Talk about that, Derek.
I sure did. I went to North Allegheny, and then I just grew up around Pittsburgh and thought, you know, I need to get out of here, go somewhere new. Went to school in Austin, Texas for college, and then I came back unwillingly. And then I ended up growing in love with Pittsburgh. I saw the opportunity, the growth, and how it really was changing. And all my friends said, you're kind of crazy. I don't see that. And I said, they're starting to see it now. It's really changing.
Well, as we've talked to well over a year now, Rich is on the morning show here every Wednesday, and he brings us news from around the 10-county region and the city. And one of the things that we've seen is this tremendous infrastructure growth that we know is coming with artificial intelligence, the robotics that already exist, and the demand for energy. We're sitting on, you know, this pool of natural gas and solar. This is the only airport that I know in the world that is completely energy self-sufficient. Is that right, Rich?
That's exactly right, yeah. Off the grid. So when there were big storms last spring, the airport didn't get knocked out of power the way other airports around the country, L.A. and Atlanta and some of the other ones, lose power. And obviously an airport cannot lose power. So that's just one thing. But to watch what Derek and again, businesses from Pittsburgh that are part of the flavor of this brand new airport is also an exciting thing. And Larry, you're right. Talk about a prime location. You got a good spot here, almost like the martini bar at the center of the X.
That's true.
And that said, Derek, the fact that more and more jobs, well, 14,000 jobs here for the construction process alone, but there'll be more than that collectively in the region. So Pittsburgh's on the upswing in a big way. And as a younger Pittsburgher, you certainly feel that and have taken advantage of it.
Absolutely. And I think what's nice is if I want that crazy big city energy, it's a really short flight to New York for a weekend. You come back to Pittsburgh and you're happy to be home where it's still growing and active, but it's not too crazy. It's still affordable and it's a good way of life with good schools and everything. And I think people are starting to realize that more and more.
Yeah, your generation is maybe a little less likely, and I get it. You want to go out and explore. I moved to West Palm Beach, Florida out of college to be in radio. And then after about a year and a half, I'm like, why, I really miss home. I can always come back to Florida, which I love to do, but I came back, obviously, and have been here for a long time.
Which seems like a lot of people are. I think COVID drove that, where people were coming back from big cities, and then they realized how great it was, and now they're coming back more and more.
So what was the process for you as a local business entrepreneur to get involved with the airport? We just talked to Brian Dietz, who is the Senior Vice President Air Service and Commercial Development, and they wanted that Pittsburgh feel.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I saw an advertisement on the news. Well, not even an advertisement, but the news saying that they were breaking ground for the new terminal. I was focused on our Wexford shop, and I reached out, and things just started moving very quickly. I thought I would have a lot of time, but there's a lot involved in the planning. But it went pretty seamlessly, and the airport is really great to work with. They really want to support small and local businesses, and they are trying to push that as much as they can to help people. And so they're very true to their word, I can say.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 14,000 people who worked on this. Over 95% of those were people from southwestern Pennsylvania. This airport was built by Pittsburgh for Pittsburgh, and even the small businesses like Brian, like Derek's, Brian, you talked about, over 90% of them are Pittsburgh firms that provided, whether it's the steel columns that we see or the electrical connections, all the supply that was done here. This was for us, by us, and it's exciting. And to see Derek and his team here is exactly what we want to see.
Yeah, it's great. And also, as you know, we have so many local vendors. We sell all their items. So to highlight them more as people come through Pittsburgh, and they might go to the Strip District and see certain things there, and then they're leaving, forget to get a gift, and they have it.
Well, you bring up a good point, because part of your success, as I saw in Wexford, is you also promote other local businesses. And so when you come to your coffee shop, a lot of people like to sit and gab, and when you come, you can also take advantage of other local artists and their wares.
Yeah, of course. So a lot of them even do pop-ups. They come in, we have florists that come in, we have comedy shows, we try to coffee shops are a community place that bring it in. And so I think having this coffee shop here in the middle of the arrivals claim is perfect and very fitting to have those items and really build community in that sense here, where people are coming back and forth.
Well, congratulations. Appreciate you allowing us to set up shop here.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.
And use the Wi-Fi. Whatever we owe you, just invoices.
I'll send you a bill.
Derek Davies, the mastermind here at Cafe Conmigo, right in the heart of Pittsburgh International's new airport. Thank you.
And we're glad you came back to Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Glad you came back. Thank you. Glad to be back.
All right, Mark, Michael. Barkley,
all roads lead home to Pittsburgh. Derek, that was wonderful. Larry, Rich, thanks so much. And Rich, we are glad he came back. And so many of us do. Isn't that the case? We leave maybe for a little bit, but all roads come back home to the Berg. Larry Richard will be live continuously until 10 a.m. at the new terminal. The Big K Morning Show is live at the new terminal at Pittsburgh International. Today's opening day. Just opened a couple of 2 hours ago, really, technically, yeah. And I think Christina Cassota said the first, on that first interview Larry and Rich did at 5:30 with her, is the first passenger that came in was from Wilkinsburg. That was beautiful. The flight was a red eye from San Francisco. All right, our coverage continues. It is a huge day for Pittsburgh and our region as our brand new Pittsburgh International Terminal opens today, opened a couple of hours ago, and the Big K Morning Show is live on the scene in the arrivals area. Let's head back out to Larry Richard, your Big K Morning host. Larry.
Michael Bartley, thank you. And every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another professional from Independence Health System Expert Care here, and we appreciate their support and partnership, and excited to introduce the Chief Development Officer, who's a local product, Anthony Cangrow. Welcome back, Anthony, and good morning.
Larry, good morning. Good to be back on the show.
Well, wait till you fly out of Pittsburgh. I know you have some outside roots down in Sarasota, Bradenton, and when you see this airport, you're going to absolutely love it. I'm sitting here with Rich Fitzgerald, and I know we met a couple of weeks ago to talk about the work that you do. And one of the surprising things, before we get into details, is just the opportunities for employment with Independence Health System.
Yes, Larry, there's an incredible opportunity right now. We have over 640 openings across our health system, across all five hospitals and in our reach across 10 counties in western Pennsylvania.
And that is incredible, because when people, we talk about the region and the growth, are looking for opportunities in healthcare alone, just with Independence, those are great opportunities, and we encourage people to reach out and find out more. We're also, as Chief Development Officer, at a time of the year when people are very generous and you've got some opportunities to help the system with the Caring Angel program is just one idea.
Yes, Larry, it's an incredible time for our foundations. We're right in the season of giving thanks and the season of giving, where so many people are so generous this time of year. We see 35 to 40% of all charitable giving happening across our foundations at this time of year. And as you mentioned, the Caring Angel program is one of our signature programs. It's been happening at Butler Hospital for 34 years now, and we've raised over $3 million for children and families in Butler, and this is our second year now doing it in your old stomping grounds up in Clarion at Clarion Hospital.
Yeah, Clarion, I went to college there, a great little town, but a small example of how important regional health is. You don't want a place where people can't get served. And we're proud to have Clarion along with Butler Hospital. You've got Frick, La Trobe, and Westmoreland, all part of the Independence Health System, which is a relatively new partnership. And
hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house.
Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And Anthony, overall, obviously, each and every day there are opportunities for people to help the system.
Yes, there are, Larry. And as I mentioned, we're in the season of giving. So if you'd go to independence.health, to our giving page and consider making a gift to one of our hospital foundations, and also coming in person to the Caring Angel program. It's happening right now at Clarion Hospital, and it'll run till November 22nd. And then it'll be at Butler Hospital from December 4th through the 11th. And that'll be in the right off the tower lobby in the Nixon Sarver classrooms. It's a giant basket raffle and 50-50. And we raise over $100,000 each year for our foundation. So it's a really important program, and we appreciate all the support that we get from the local community. Larry, our hospitals are open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we really appreciate the support of our local communities.
And talk about the importance of a cash donation, because there's been a change that's important for people to know, especially this time of giving.
That's right. So, yes, at the Caring Angel program, we accept cash or check only. Unfortunately, we're not in a position to be able to, by law, accept electronic payments. If we have any legislators listening to the show this morning, I'd implore them to consider bringing up the Senate Bill 416 that allows for nonprofits to accept electronic payments, credit and debit cards, for things like basket raffles and 50-50s.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was an issue, but in this electronic day and age, it makes a lot of sense to be able to do that. We'll see if we can get any push on that. That's 416. Anthony Cangro, I'm sitting here with Rich Fitzgerald. You got to come out to the new airport, right, Rich?
Anthony, you're going to love it, and I love to hear all these opportunities, and hopefully people will take advantage, particularly young people, of all those openings and all these great opportunities at all your great facilities.
Appreciate it, Rich. Appreciate all your support, and Larry, appreciate everything you do for the health system.
All right, partner, you got it. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care.
Anthony Cangro, Chief Development Officer, brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. Michael, we're going to come back next half hour. We're going to show you Franco Harris.
I can't wait. Cannot wait. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Rich. Thank you. It is 7:35 right here on the Big K Morning Show on a Tuesday morning from the P.J. Fitzpatrick. The brand new terminal at Pittsburgh International is now officially open. It opened just after 5 o'clock this morning, and the Big K Morning Show is live on the scene. Go to our YouTube page. See Larry and I talking right now. Search KDK Radio. That pops up. Or just go to kdkradio.com. Thank you, Metropolitan Window, and hit the live stream, and here we go. Where's Franco at?
You want to find out where Franco, believe it or not, talking to the CEO, Christina Cassotis, she said that was maybe the number one question people had, Michael.
I know.
Where are you putting Franco?
And she's so from Boston, and she's probably like, huh?
We're on the arrival floor.
All right.
So it flows one way out from here, and right up stairs is the departure level. And Franco's permanent home will not be here. But look what they've done. And you can see this on our live mix, kdkradio.com. And on our KDK Radio YouTube page, here's Franco.
Oh, wait a minute.
Franco's here.
Oh, that's a new, that's like a new exhibit almost.
Yeah, and it's its own little nook, and it has the score. Steelers 12, Raiders 7, fourth quarter. There's Franco. So I just wanted you to know that Franco is safe, and he will have a more prominent permanent.
And he's on the way in from when you arrive on the way to baggage.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful.
It's right there. Yes, you can't miss it, and already people are there taking pictures of it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I'm walking back, Cafe Conmigo. I want to thank Derek Davies, who's hosting us this morning, and we've had a lot of guests, and we've got Paul Goff, who is our go-to guy with the Pittsburgh Business Times. And let me get on headset out from our remote. Here we go. All right. Thank you, Aaron. So you can still see us on our KDK Radio live mix. Paul, good to see you.
Good to see you in person.
I see what you get to do. You travel around to do news stories.
It's always fun.
And Rich, as you know, was the genesis of this whole... I can't imagine how Rich Fitzgerald feels today, Paul.
Well, let me just say this real quick. I was there at the beginning, and in using a football analogy, being with this football announcer, I took it into the red zone. But County Executive Inamorata got it across the goal line. So she kept the team together, Christine and her whole team, and supported exactly where we are today. So like Pittsburgh, team effort. And Paul has been covering so many things that have been going on in Pittsburgh. What are your impressions, Paul?
I think it's fantastic. I was here very early in the process of the construction, and it was really neat to see it grow. And then, you know, it's really awesome to actually be here and see it. I hope I can say that by still being a neutral observer, but it's fun to see. And it's I thought last night, yesterday, they were calm and collected, and you wouldn't know that it was going to happen. And they've been like that the whole way through, very calm and collected professionals.
Yeah, as a journalist, I mean, that's the goal, right, is to just tell the truth. And that doesn't always happen in today's social media, by the way, in case you didn't know.
But, I've heard occasionally.
Yeah. But as a journalist with the Pittsburgh Business Times, this does represent a game-changing opportunity for the region. And it becomes the front porch for everybody that comes in and out of town.
Yeah, and it's been interesting, too, because I've been here since about 2, and I didn't have to use the alarm to wake up. I was like, I'm looking forward to this. And talking to everybody's been very positive. I talked to people who didn't even know that they were going to be, at the new terminal. I think the only people that might have been a little grumpy about it were the Red Eye.
Well, they came from San Francisco.
The first two people I talked to didn't want to talk, which I understand completely. I totally get it. But it was nice to see them.
So Bob Caldwell is a gentleman that works with me with the Steelers game days. He's my right-hand man, one of our spotters. But he's kind of, I call him the professor. Look what he brought for us. These are tags from the original airport, October 1st, 1992. And, Paul, I was broadcasting that day.
Were you really?
For KDKA with the late Fred Hansberger in our RV that was a mobile studio called the Rainbow Machine. We were parked right out front. So for me, even, I was so geeked to get up and do this, Rich, today, just because it means so much to our region.
This is a historic day for the region. And one thing I heard over the last few weeks was a lot of older people in my generation that were very excited about this. And I'm not sure the younger generation gets that, but they probably will as time goes on, as they get to use this place and then realize what a transformation this has been. And, Paul, you've been covering the airport now for many, many years. You've watched the transformation as Christina and her team have changed the way we think about air service in this region.
I think back to what it was like when I got here in 2011 and how, they were on the map because of, as you well know, the hub going away and the airport being not really set up for the way the air travel is today and it's been. And it's an interesting a very interesting transformation. And I actually, even though I'm not from here, my dad flew Allegheny all the time, and so did I. So I have experience with the not just this terminal, but the previous terminal, but the older one. We flew, I was telling Rich earlier, we flew probably 12 times on a Liberty fare over 2 weeks through Pittsburgh. So I remember the observation deck. I was like 10 years old, and it changed from Allegheny Airlines to US Air in the middle of the... So I was one of the first people to fly US Air. US Air actually was...
Yeah, I actually remember... Boy, you jarred a memory with Allegheny Airlines. Wasn't it like Iroquois before? There was some Native American name even before that, but...
I know Mohawk for sure.
Mohawk.
Too. Mohawk, because they were based in Elmira or something like that. Yeah.
Mohawk Airlines. Well, we've come a long way.
Yes.
So... Give us a teaser of what you're going to write about for the Pittsburgh Business Times.
Well, I wrote this morning, our newsletter this morning, so I had a 5:30 deadline to write about the first part. I'm halfway through the next story, and then we'll have a print edition story about it with photos from Jim Harris, our photographer. So looking forward to that. And then, like everybody else, I think I'm going to probably knock off early. Early 2 o'clock or something, and
take
hopefully
a
nothing,
nap.
Nothing. I've got a bunch of kids that need picked up different places. So,
Paul Goff, Pittsburgh Business Times. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Larry.
Read all about it, and we'll be back, Rich. We're going to talk top of the hour with somebody from the construction world.
Talk about how this was built, all the supplies, the workers, and again the people in Pittsburgh who could be so proud. Who have had a part of building this great, great facility.
All right, Michael Bartley, you got business to do, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you so much, guys. And, Paul, take a little nippy nap. You started work there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Dude, it's okay. Oh, man, that was really, really great coverage. So Larry's coverage live from Pittsburgh International will continue just momentarily. In the meantime, it is now 7:45.
The new terminal has opened at Pittsburgh International.
This is our fourth airport in Pittsburgh. The old Connie Airport was the first one, then Greater Pitt in 52, and then in 92 that opened up, and now this one.
And we've been live throughout the morning with Larry Richard on the scene in the arrivals area of the brand new terminal at Pittsburgh International. And he's having a blast, Paul, and who can blame him?
Will he do some more live streaming?
Yes, he will. You better believe it's coming up, too.
Striking Post-Gazette workers are planning, Michael, to return to their jobs later this month. That is after an appeals court ruling. But the company says it'll file for bankruptcy protection before honoring the union contract that
this
it tossed
has
out.
This has been going on, Paul, for a long time. Almost 3 years, yeah. It really makes you wonder what's going to happen now. I don't know.
What is the future of the PG, right?
What is the future, yeah.
Couple of football notes. There's a one-game suspension without pay for Bengals receiver Ja'Marr Chase, who did indeed spit on Jalen Ramsey.
Yes, he did, and I'll tell you what, that made me sick. Look, Ramsey knows he shouldn't have punched the guy, you know, even with helmets on, shouldn't have done it. But guess what? Spitting on somebody is disgusting. Don't you think so?
Happens every once in a while.
Yes, it does. It's ridiculous.
Virginia Tech is the destination for James Franklin. He's been hired as the new football coach about a month after he was let go at Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people knew he'd end up somewhere. He's, you know, young guy, so he'll be playing against Pitt, huh?
There you have it.
There
the
you have
with
it.
James Franklin driving the bus.
Mm-hmm. There it goes. That's going to be interesting. Paul Rasmussen, thanks so much. And we'll continue our coverage at the Pittsburgh International Airport. Larry has been live all day. It's really been something. And I'll tell you, Larry and Rich Fitzgerald were commenting on the local flavor that visitors are seeing. There's the coffee shop, there's Minio's, Larry, all that type of stuff. It looks wonderful.
Michael.
Yes.
Just checking in. I want to thank Nest Expressions Window Fashions in Wexford for being our partner and sponsor for today's grand opening of the Pittsburgh mm-hmm. International Airport. So before the end of the show, I want to take you on a video tour beyond TSA.
Mm. Oh, boy.
If I can get beyond TSA without getting tased,
Rich Fitzgerald,
please accompany
him.
We're
pulling out all the stops and playing all the cards today, Michael. Jeez, we'll do
Rich,
what we can.
Please, Larry, bring Rich. Everything will be fine then. Ellen Gamble and I are nervous now. Jeez, this is bad.
All right, so 14,000 construction workers participated in this effort that led up to today's grand opening. And we're going to talk about that coming up after the news at the top of the hour with Paul Rasmussen.
Beautiful. Larry and Rich and Aaron, thanks so much. We're going to get to traffic right now, though, because we are right in the heart of the rush.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.